one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We have two very special guests on the show tonight, so we're very glad that you've joined us. It's very special, and we're very honored to have with us tonight, starting the show in just a moment, the only man to win two North American Soccer League MVP awards. Pelé didn't do it. Quinalia didn't do it. Beckenbauer didn't do it. Johan Cruyff didn't do it. Only one man. Il Topolino, Carlos Medidieri, our special guest on the show at the start of the show tonight. He did it, and he'll be coming to Rochester October 7th for the 50th anniversary celebration of the Rochester Lancers, taking place at the Italian-American Sport Club. We'll have more information about the event on the show. Tickets are still available. We encourage everyone to come out for it. At 7 o'clock, we'll have Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly. The Rhinos have a very, very important home match this Saturday against conference leaders Louisville City. The Rhinos have a little struggling right now, a little bit. We'll talk to Bob about that, what's going on with the team, and getting ready for this very important match on Saturday as the Rhinos look to clinch a playoff spot. Lancers Wall of Famers Dick Howard and Michael Lewis will also be coming to the reunion. They'll have the latest news from around the world of soccer, including here in the United States and Canada as well. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And Joe, I know we're working very hard to get all the as many Lancers as we can here for the reunion and getting the people to come out to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the team that started it all.
Certainly, Andrew, it's one of the an event that it probably will never be repeated again. And all the fans, all the people that saw Topolino playing at the Holiday Stadium or Aquinas Stadium, and remember all the joyful places, all the fans that adorned and attended those games. I invite you to come and see Carlos at his best. He can still dribble the ball. He can still run somewhat when he doesn't drink beer, but that's beside the point.
Just wine.
Just wine now. We give him wine, no beer. But anyway, I'm very, very happy that we have Carlos on the show tonight. But above all, I just want to ask all the people that follow the Lancers in the beginning and throughout the years that they were in existence to come and see the player and the people that made their organization what it was and brought so many people that no other entity has been able to bring to Rochester, famous people like Pelé, and all the sort of Beckenbauer, all people from Portugal, Brazil, and everything. And
all over the world. Even England.
All over the world.
Even England. In Italy. So many great players. And so the event, again, is next Saturday, October 7th, at the Italian-American Sport Club. $30 a ticket or a table of eight for $200. You get a buffet dinner. You get to meet the legends, and we're going to share stories, and we're going to show videos of the Lancers. It's going to be a great event. Again, probably will never happen again, so this is your last chance probably to see and talk to these legends of soccer, including our next guest, our first guest, actually. He is, again, the only man to win two NESL MVP awards And we're very happy to be joined by Carlos Medidieri. Carlos's appearance brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsford, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. You can get your Lancers reunion tickets at Top Notch Monogramming, plus Lancers memorabilia from the North American Soccer League days, shirts and hats and things like that. You can only get them at Top Notch Monogramming. Tony is a big, big soccer fan, big Lancers fan, and be happy to take care of you. And we highly support him and thank him for all he does for our show. Carlos, thank you for being with us tonight on the show. And we're looking forward to seeing you next Saturday.
I'm ready.
Are you ready, mi amigo? How are you, Carlos?
And we're very happy to have you on the show, Carlos, and look forward to seeing you. And how are things out in Arizona? I know that's where you live now. Is it still hot out there?
No, right now it's good. It's only 70.
It was 90 here today.
So. Yeah, it's fine. We can go swimming. We can go walking. It's not like a month ago we couldn't even get out the house. That was tough.
So, Carlos, When are you coming?
I want to be there early because I want to see some friends. I hope all the guys are going to be there. You're going to be there, Cipriani, and all that. I changed your name from Siriana to Cipriani.
Cipriani.
So, did you tell everybody how we met you?
I told everybody where we met, but we'll tell them at the event because... What we're going to do, we're both a little bit older now. We both got a little bit things in front of us. And, I'm meeting the stomach, so we won't be able to run too fast.
I don't know, but Carl, I think Carlos could probably still compete, even at this year of 2017. But, by the way, the Facebook page for the reunion is facebook.com/Lancers50. On that page is a beautiful picture of Joe Siriani and Carlos Medidieri. I don't know what year it was, so it must have been from
the beginning.
1969, 1970. And you guys are about the same height. I think that's probably why Carlos...
Because he was looking for somebody to beat up. And he looked at me and he says, I'm going to kick you. And I went to hit him.
That's from 1850, Joe.
Yeah. Carlos and I go back a long time. We slept together. We actually are compadre because I stood up at his wedding. And so that's how things went. And we opened up a pizzeria together. They call Carlos Medidieri and his trainer. And so there is a long history between Carlos and me. And then, of course, I lived on Serga Parkway, and his ex-wife lived over there. So we were, and Campos lived at the same place, in the same street. So there was a lot of good things happened in those years.
It was like a family, Carlos, the Lancers. It was a family.
Yeah, that was all love. There's no, we don't have a minute. That thing we used to call money, that was all love. The team was made of love, of friends, and we did great. We just like, and we had Joe Sugan around, Sheldon Rose, and all these guys. It's like a big family.
Exactly.
You know, that was the best time I ever had in my life, so it was great.
Carlos, what are some of the favorite memories? What's a favorite memory you have of the Rochester Lancers when you played for them?
The first one is like when we played a team from Italy, we beat them 3-2, I got 3 goals, that was amazing. Then the longest game was great, you know. And the time that you guys lent me to, the Lancers lent me to an American League All-Star. We play against the Colo-Colo team from University Católica Chile. We beat them 4-3 and scored 4 goals. Those are memories that never goes away.
That's incredible. You mentioned the longest game from 1971, the Lancers. But there's two longest games, 176 minutes and 148 minutes. And, of course, it was Charlie Schiano's idea to play until somebody scored. And everybody got upset with him afterwards.
Hey, Carlos, what was the name of that big defender that was marking you all the time? The guy from Washington.
Oh, Willie Evans?
Willie Evans, yeah, I couldn't remember his name. This guy's Andrew was 6 foot.
I changed my mind.
Yeah, 6 foot some. And he was marking Carlos all the time, but Carlos put the moves on him and scored goals on him.
Well, Carlos, you scored so many goals for the Lancers. It was incredible. I was still a little too young to see most of your exploits with the Lancers, but Joe has told me and Charlie have told me so many things about how you played and how you played a lot. You know, if there's a comparison with a player of today, it probably would be Messi. As a comparison, would you
the
go
size
along with
is
that?
The same?
Yeah.
No, I think I like the soccer then before better because we got a more skillful player than running players. You know, you look at those days that had to run together, ex-coast, and the only killer we had there was Roberto, he's an assassin, and the rest was great. Like today, I watched the soccer. Very rare. I watch the game on TV. I don't see that much skill in any nutmegs and things like that in the players. It's a little different.
Definitely. And I know you have a team in Phoenix now in the league the Rhinos are in, Phoenix Rising. You got Didier Drogba, Sean Wright Phillips, Omar Bravo, some great players. Have you had a chance to see them play at all?
No. I drive by the stadium every day. It's funny. They didn't look like a Lego stadium. Nice little thing, you know. Nice grass. I pass by once in a while, see the lights on. It seems like they're doing all right. I don't follow because, you know, since I left Rochester, I haven't followed anything.
Hey, Carlos, do you remember, I'm not going to tell all the details, but do you remember when we went in St. Louis and you got hurt? Okay, and then you come out of the game, and we took you back to the hotel, and you had the big gash on your foot. Do you remember what happened after that?
Oh, Mamma Mia. This is a family show, Joe. Don't forget.
Yeah, Joe, you're disgusting, you know?
No. You remember Gladson Ofori get mad at you?
Yeah, he got mad at me because I took his girlfriend away. But I wasn't married then, so
no, I know.
So I was single.
I know.
Yeah,
he's a great player, Gladstone Ofori. He came over from Kansas City, right?
No, he came over
Kansas
from
City,
Syracuse.
Wake up.
Yeah. But Carlos, I wanted to ask you. You say you don't watch too much soccer today, but how do you think the Lancers from 1970 and 71, those great two years, would fare against the MLS teams of today, like Toronto FC, who have Jovinko and Altidore and Michael Bradley, guys like that?
I think we could kick their butt. I think we could do great because, see, we have a union. Our team was made, like I said before, they got a lot of good players, good fun guys that never get mad at each other. We play together, and the guys focus on the game more than focus on the money they're making right now. You know, I have a joke here in Arizona, like, I drive Uber and your vehicle drive a Ferrari. You know, that's the difference.
Like you said, it is for the love of the game, because the salaries today are just through the roof and all the money. I mean, if you were playing today, you can imagine how much money you'd be making.
God, I was the highest paid athlete, and I was making $12,000. This guy was making $7 million, $8 million, like nothing. I said, how do you do that?
I
don't even know how to count that money.
We played for nothing, then we got fined besides that.
But it was a great time for soccer. We had such great, skillful players all from all over the world that played right here in Rochester, and it's something we'll probably never see again, unfortunately. And I know, Joe, you regret that. I know, Carlos, I'm sure you do as well.
Carlos, before we let you go, I know you have a lot of family and a lot of friends over here, so I want you to give them a message to come to this event. You can tell them in Portuguese, and you can tell them in English.
That was for the event?
For the
reunion, yeah.
Yeah, I hope everybody in Rochester that follow us, stay with us, come and have fun, because I don't know how long we have left, but we need the people there. We need people to talk. We need a lot of people there so we can have fun, dance or whatever, and talk about the great, great memories. That's, for me, going back to Rochester, it's amazing. So let's, everybody from Rochester, let's go there and have fun.
Very good.
Absolutely. And Carlos, we're looking forward to seeing you and seeing all your friends and family here at the reunion October 7th. And we appreciate you coming and being on the show with us tonight. And we'll look forward to a safe trip, and we'll see you in a short time.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate that. It was an honor. Thank you.
I love you, Carlos.
Take care. You love you too, babe.
Thanks, Carlos. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Okay.
Ciao, compa.
It's Carlos Medinieri. What a player he was. He should be in the U.S. Soccer Hall of Fame without any doubt. Him, Charlie Schiano, Pat Zanolfo.
There is a movement by L. Snyder that he's written to the commissioner and a letter, and will support all the things that he's doing, because he's trying to get Carlos inducted and Charlie Schiano inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame. You know, just because they deserve it. I really don't know. You know, I hate to say this, but, you know, people need to understand the achievement that the Rochester Lancers, Carlos Medinieri, Charlie Schiano, saving soccer in the United States.
That's right.
Okay, as everybody knows that. So
absolutely,
they certainly belong in and have those accolades.
They do, and I hope that does happen sometime before they'll leave us and go to soccer heaven.
Yeah.
But let's take our first break. When we come back, we'll have another Lancers Wall of Famer who'll be here for the reunion. Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll talk international soccer, some big Champions League matches happening this week. We'll talk about it next here on Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos played three of their final four matches at Capelli Sports Stadium in their quest to make the USL playoffs. It all starts this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. against Eastern Conference leaders Louisville City. It's Oktoberfest with beer tasting, Oktoberfest games, and a live band. Special $14 general admission tickets that include two drink vouchers are available by calling 454-KICK or at rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates off the 390 Expressway. The phone number to call for make an appointment or for a consultation, 328-3382, or go to the interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. And again, Dr. Olivo, one of the finest dentists in Rochester and a big supporter of soccer, especially youth soccer. And Joe and I both go to him, and I got to go to see him soon. Hopefully I can get my clear dental bill of health, I guess you could call it that.
No cavity today.
Definitely not. Dick, how's things going up in Toronto?
The big heat, though, Andrew. It's very, very hot today, and certainly very difficult conditions. It's going to be a soccer game tonight, but thankfully there isn't.
Yeah, definitely not. It's very, very, it's about 90 degrees today. Very unusual
just incredible.
For this time of year.
Anyway, the key thing is Arsenal fans will be happy. You know, 2-0 win today over West Bromwich Albion.
Yes, it was a good result for them and keeps them near the top of the table or close to it.
And Lacazette looked good, didn't he? Alexander Lacazette, the new signing from Olympique Lyon, took his goals well. PK, no problem. And the opening goal, he was really opportunistic. Similar to a player I think you had earlier on in the show, Topolino. Was he speaking to you about his trip to Rochester?
Yes, he's coming. So he's preparing everybody, and Carlos is going to be one of the guys that's going to bring the whole family there. Because
that's the kind of Lacazette's opening goal. I think it was the kind of goal that Carlos, he's opportunistic, wasn't he, around the penalty area. But no, good win by Arsenal. But Andrew, there are some fabulous matchups in the next couple of days in the Champions League.
My goodness. And I don't know how people are going to have the split screens, because it's going to be some very, very special matches on television. And you can also, some of the matches will be streamed live, including the one on Wednesday we'll tell you about, PSG Bayern. But let's start with Tuesday. Dortmund and Real Madrid, and all the U.S. fans are hoping that Christian Pulisic will have a big match for Dortmund, and the great atmosphere at Dortmund is going to be a very big test for Real Madrid. Dortmund needs a win because they were losers to Spurs at Wembley in the first round, so it's going to be a good match and tough match for them.
Real Madrid have had a tough time. I think the return of Cristiano Ronaldo after suspension is a key, but it's been one of those seasons, hasn't it? You know, Barca are running away with La Liga title, and Real Madrid are having problems winning, especially in the Bernabeu. I saw the game in the week when they played Real Betis of Seville, and I saw a magnificent display of goalkeeping by Adan. I don't know if you saw the game, but Betis came in and won a game they rarely win, 1-0 against Real Madrid. And Madrid, in travelling to Dortmund, we've talked about the stadium in Dortmund. It's just an incredible atmosphere, and that is going to be some game.
Fox Sports 1 will have the game at 2:45, and you got to think Real was probably looking ahead. That was a trap game for them on the weekend, and they fell into the trap. So the other big match is Spartak Moscow hosting Liverpool, Fox Sports 2, and Jurgen Klopp's on the hot seat. If he does not get a win, he may be not long for this world at Liverpool, because the Reds are having some problems.
It's going to be a good test. Liverpool defensively, I think, and between the posts, they've had their problems. Offensively, very good going forward, but it's not going to be an easy game. But the interesting thing, guys, is that Moscow will be the place to be, because On Tuesday, Spartak Moscow play Liverpool. On the Wednesday, CSKA Moscow play Manchester United. So there's going to be lots of fans from the UK in Moscow over those 2 days. Hopefully there'll be no problems with regards to that. But
let's hope not.
Moscow is the place to be.
Usually English people are very troublesome when they go away.
No, they're perfect gentlemen always.
They have been known to misbehave, Joe, unfortunately. Games is evident in games, and we just don't want to see that. We just want to see good football. And the CSKA Moscow game against Manchester United will be a good one. I don't know if Usain Bolt will be at the game, but he's a big fan of Manchester United, and certainly it's going to be a good game to watch.
We're going to have CSKA Moscow against Manchester United, FS1, Sporting Lisbon against Barcelona on FS2, but the biggest match, PSG against Bayern Munich, is going to be on the internet only, which is very, very strange.
What about you with the Olympiacos?
I'm not sure about that one. That's a good question. I'm not sure what's going on with
it. Tough one. PSG, mind you, dropped a point to the weekend against Montpellier, but the one thing that must be concerning a lot of Bayern fans, guys, is the fact that Manuel Neuer is going to be out for quite a few months because the backup, unfortunately, didn't have a game to remember. Gave up a very poor goal against Wolfsburg. Wolfsburg came back from being 2-0 down to Bayern to tie it 2-2. So that, I know, will be a concern to fans of Bayern. But they've got the offense, they've got the defense, but you've got to have quality goalkeeper, and we've seen that time and time again. And Ulrich, unfortunately, didn't have the best of games.
So let me ask you about Juve, Olympiacos. Who do you take?
Well, you know, if this Dybala does what he's been doing, you know, what is it, 2 goals in the derby, in the Turin derby?
Yeah.
10 goals in 6 games, I made the note. So he's certainly a player who's on form, and I think Juve at home will show their strength, and it won't be an easy one for Olympiacos. Four points for Juve, Joe.
What surprised me that the coach Benjamin went for, because there's a lot of people over there complaining that he didn't have up to his transfer fee. So he made it in the second half, and he had a proper, he didn't conclude. I like your comment on the Vani and Neymar dilemma with the second penalty. What do you think?
What's that, Joe? Sorry, I didn't get it.
The other thing that's happening is the Cavani and Neymar controversy that they have. And the rumor is that Neymar is dictating what's going on over there, and there's a lot of Brazilian people that are on his favor. And Cavani is supposed to be on the way out.
I haven't heard anything about that, actually.
Yeah, they have a difference in who's taking penalties.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange things going on in the PSG when you get a lot of personalities. But here you talked about Chelsea.
I was waiting for you to
They're going to do this beautiful brand new stadium.
Andrew.
What an answer is going to be. And of course, Costa now going back to Atletico won't be playing, but still, those two teams have had some big matches. And then Chelsea hosts Manchester City on Saturday in a gigantic match. So a lot of things happening with the boys in blue.
It's going to be a tough few days for Chelsea. And as I say, it'll be certainly a coaches' battle with Simone and Conte on the sidelines for the big match on Wednesday.
Well, we're going to look forward to all the matches. Look forward to seeing you next week for the reunion. Hopefully, you can get some of the Canadian matches with you.
Look forward to a win against Louisville for Bob Lilly and the boys at the weekend.
Thank you very much, Dick.
Thanks, Dick. We appreciate you coming on as always.
Okay, guys. Ciao.
Ciao, Dick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass. Coming up next, we'll hear from Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly. We'll talk about this Saturday's important match with Louisville at Capella Sports Stadium. Here on Soccer is Kicking the Grass on WYNL 82.1 FM 1040 AM.
Local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
The Rochester Rhinos play 3 of their final 4 matches at Capelli Sports Stadium in their quest to make the USL playoffs. It all starts this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. against Eastern Conference leaders Louisville City. It's Oktoberfest with beer tasting, Oktoberfest games, and a live band. Special $14 general admission tickets that include 2 drink vouchers are available by calling 454-KICK or at rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm going to lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Sports Dome, proud to be a family destination offering programs for everyone. We specialize in everything soccer, indoor driving range, golf lessons, rentable time, and birthday parties. Go to DougMillerSoccer.com or call 352-5300.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Here in the TV, your writer, Sirianni. Bob Lilly, Bob the Prince, brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos home Saturday against Louisville, 6:05 p.m. for Oktoberfest night. 454 kick or rhinosoccer.com. Bob, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, Bob, it's been a tough few games for the Rhinos. Only 1 point in the three road matches. Was the amount of time between matches and the unusual heat this time of year a factor, or was there other things that was going on with the matches, in your opinion?
I'm having trouble hearing you, Andrew. I think you're asking about the last three matches.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's for right. Me, you know, it's disappointing that we had, two losses on the road trip. I thought the tie in Pittsburgh was a good result. To be honest, I feel like we've played some of our best soccer, the last five games, especially, the four games through the Louisville game. I think we were playing really well. A win in Toronto, a draw against Ottawa and Pittsburgh on the road, and then obviously a close loss in Louisville, where I felt like that's some of the best soccer we've played all year. We obviously went to Richmond. We had changes in the lineup. We controlled the stats in the game for the most part. Give up a late goal. We wanted the 3 points there. We got caught on a counterattack, and, we just have to dig in now. I mean, all these games, short of the Richmond game, every team we played recently and going forward, it's going to have playoff implications. And, we have to be able to find ways to win these games. I like that we're still in a solid position. I mean, we have to have a strong run-in if we want to finish in the top four. But, these are games that we have to be able to come out on top. And I think we'll be battle-tested going into playoffs. So, we're not going to make a lot of changes. Obviously, the Louisville game, we fell behind early. Got a goal before half, and I felt like we were in the ascendancy in the second half and playing well, better and better as the game went on. And, I think the guys were giving them a handful, and unfortunately we gave up a late free kick and a handball, and, they were able to get the 3 points. We want to try and turn the tables and get 3 points this weekend, and we know we can play with anyone. I think we've demonstrated that throughout the course of the year. We feel like we're playing some of our best soccer. It's never going to be easy in this league. And, certainly we have a bit of pressure on us now to try to finish really strong here. But, I think we're up for it. We just have to put our best foot forward this weekend.
And we apologize for the technical difficulties on our end. Before we hear Bob very well, I'm sure. Bob, Louisville has Toronto this week before they come to Rochester, so they have a lot of matches in a short amount of time. Do you think that's going to be a factor that could favor the Rhinos?
Well, I think last time they had an extra day and they had two home games, at home, Bethlehem and us. We were playing on Saturday in Pittsburgh, traveled there, traveled back, and then flew to Louisville on Tuesday. So, we really only had Monday, a full day to prepare, and this time we have a week to prepare. So gives us a little bit more time. I think the first game was very close. Hopefully we can use it to our advantage. Louisville's very deep, so if there's, you know, a team that can handle a congested schedule, Louisville's certainly one of them. You know, we're excited to get them on our home park where maybe we have a little bit of an edge because of rest and preparation time.
Bob, is everybody healthy or you got any injuries?
Pardon me, Joe, I didn't hear.
Is everybody on the team healthy and available?
Yeah, for the most part, we're healthy. I mean, the one question mark right now is Wall Fall, who obviously is a critical piece. We held him out of the Richmond game. He injured his ribs against Louisville. Was able to get through the 90 minutes. We did get him looked at today. There's no break or anything. So, you know, he's in some discomfort, but each day he's gotten a little bit better. We're hopeful, you know, we will have him available by Saturday.
Right now, the three of their last four at home. How important is that in the quest to get into the top four?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we probably have to win three games. You know, depending on how many ties and how the results break out, maybe, you know, two wins and a draw gets you there. But, you know, I think we, you know, we're going to have to finish strong. And after Louisville, it's going to be a tough game back in Pittsburgh. And then Bethlehem and New York Red Bulls are certainly two capable teams that have some really impressive wins under their belt. And, you know, we had a tough game the last time we played Red Bulls. And Bethlehem, we played them the first game of the year. But that was so long ago. And, you know, I think both of those teams will be in that playoff picture going into their last couple of games. So it's not going to be easy. You know, we generally do pretty well at home with the crowd, with the fans behind us. And, you know, I think for us, you know, we've had to work very hard to get to the position we are. If we take care of our home games here at the end of the season, we're going to be in good shape going into playoffs.
Bob, the league is so good this year. There's so many teams that are fighting for playoffs, and they're very equally matched. I'm sure that you're very happy that the league is doing so well in 2017.
It's never been stronger. And, Andrew, if you go and study some of the teams at the end of this year that miss out on the playoffs and their rosters, I think it's more evident than ever how far the league's come here the past few years. And, you know, it's great that it's healthy. And, you know, I think it was, a really strong showing for us in 15. And again, last year, I think we were very close to representing the East in the finals again, you know, and we want to make a run again this year. My hat's off to the guys. For what they've done so far, the job isn't done. I think it's impressive how much they've grown. I know, you know, the last couple of results, you know, whenever you lose, you didn't do enough. So, we have to get that right. But, you know, I think if you stick to the task and you have improved and you have the quality, you'll find the results at the right time. And that's what we're trying to do now, is make sure we get the results right, you know, heading into the final stages of the season and into the playoffs.
Well, Bob, we're looking forward to Saturday night. It seems so long since the last home match. 3 weeks to be exact, but it's a big one this Saturday. The Rhinos against Louisville. Always very competitive matches between the two teams. 6:05 kickoff, Capelli Sports Stadium, 454 kick or rhinosoccer.com. Bob, thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much, guys. See you Saturday.
Thank you very much. Bob is supporting you.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Lilly here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and again,
Unfortunately, we're having some technical problems on our end. We'll try to get that corrected. Michael Lewis is up next to the U.S. Soccer Report. We'll also have more on the Lancers reunion taking place next Saturday at the Italian American Sport Club. And this is the Kick in the Grass on WYSM 92.1 FM and 10:40 a.m. and live on my web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top Notch Monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos play three of their final four matches at Capelli Sports Stadium in their quest to make the USL playoffs. It all starts this Saturday at 6.05 p.m. against Eastern Conference leaders Louisville City. It's Oktoberfest with beer tasting, Oktoberfest games, and a live band. Special $14 general admission tickets that include two drink vouchers are available by calling 454-KICK or at rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL Championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And the U.S. Soccer Report is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, 234-5555. Or go to salvatores.com. You can get your Rochester Lancers 50th anniversary reunion tickets at the following Salvatore's locations: the Garage Door in Irondequoit, 149 East Ridge Road, Donuts Delight, Empire, and Culver, on Bay Road, the Salvatore's Pub, or the locations on Grease Ridge near Grease Ridge Mall on Ridge Road West, and in Ogden on Buffalo Road near Roberts Wesleyan College. You can get your Lancers reunion tickets, $30 a piece, or a table of eight for $200. We encourage everyone to come out and meet Michael Lewis because he's going to be here for the event. Michael, how are you doing out in New York today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Okay, hopefully we've corrected our technical difficulties. So if you're having trouble hearing us, you talk more because everybody can hear you fine.
The show is yours.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's talk about the latest from the NASL. There was a lawsuit filed by the North American Soccer League against U.S. Soccer for them dropping it down to Division III. Do you think there's any validity or potential that this lawsuit could do anything, or is the NASL on life support right now?
Well, the lawsuit can, I mean, there's always a possibility they can win the lawsuit. It just depends on what sort of argument is made, and sometimes it's what sort of judge they do it in front of as well, too. The problem is, of course, they need a remedy like last week, and lawsuits go through the judicial system very, very slowly. So even if they win or they get a victory in the first round, my gut feeling is U.S. Soccer will appeal, and vice versa. If U.S. Soccer wins that first round, the NASL will appeal. So this could go on for quite a long time. So one thing I've learned, anything can happen when you're in court, sort of like, I guess, what a sporting event or a soccer game is. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, we'll see what happens. I know the USL, hopefully, they're hoping that the NASL goes under or he goes to Division III. Joe, I don't know.
One of the things, of course, that I have an allegiance to the North American Soccer League, and I hope that it doesn't go under because, it means so much. But just like you said, Mike, anything can happen in front of a judge. And I hope that, they can come to an agreement, because it will be great if the North American Soccer League and USL will come to an agreement and become one unit, much like it happened in the past, with the different leagues that we know about.
Yeah. You would hope there are personalities on either side of the coin there that don't necessarily like each other, and I'm talking about higher up in the chain of both leagues, and that could get in the way of any sort of merger talks. One thing, after going through the death of one soccer team that I did, we're talking 37 years ago, the original Lancers, and I hated to see an organization and a club with all that history not play anymore. One thing I learned from that experience, I hate to see any soccer team with a decent amount of history go down the drain. And I just hope something is worked out between the two. It's not going to be easy. I couldn't even begin to imagine what the negotiations would be like. Again, animosity on both sides. But I hate to see soccer teams. There might be, who knows, this is speculation on my part. But, I mean, who knows, maybe the Cosmos don't want to play and they don't they don't want to play in the USL, and they could call it quits. Again, this is total speculation on my part, but I would hate to see the Cosmos brand go dark or not play in competitive soccer. That's just me after covering soccer after all these years. I love tradition. I love teams that have been around forever.
At the end of the day, it's all about soccer. And that's, seven soccer in the United States. And if cool heads prevail, they can make their investment pay, pay up to whatever they invested. So I would think that a merger would be great. It happened before, and at the end of the day, it's all about promoting the game and doing the things that are right.
I think we need Charlie Schiano again.
Yeah, that's for sure.
I think you're on the right track there, but again, when you have personalities and people that don't necessarily get along, it makes negotiations much more difficult. And that's a problem. People's hearts might be in the right place, but if people don't get along, in the boardroom or at the negotiating table, it makes things a lot more difficult if they want to negotiate. I don't know. I think at the moment, I think the NASL wants to survive any way it can. But with the way it is right now, with eight teams and not having enough teams for next year, it doesn't add up under U.S. soccer rules and regulations. We'll see. Perhaps they can get sort of some sort of injunction or something in their favor. But like I said, it's going to take a while to get through the entire court system.
Absolutely. The other big news, you were in Hartford on Saturday for a New York City FC home match because of a conflict at Yankee Stadium. The Yankees played today, which they needed the field to be pristine for that Monday baseball game. But there's rumor from Frontrow Soccer today. Looks like NYCFC is going to try to get a stadium built at Belmont Racetrack. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, Newsday had a report earlier today, which basically they're filling the slot the New York Cosmos had. Cosmos went through more than 3 years of frustration with the Empire State Development Corporation because that state agency dragged their heels, not just for the Cosmos, but for three other bidders, too, taking their time getting back to them and then finally saying, oh, you have to put in the bids again. Disgraceful, quite frankly, disgraceful for the state. And again, this isn't just for the Cosmos, but it's the other bidders. It'll be quite ironic if NYCFC is awarded a stadium site at Belmont Park because, and they're going against, by the way, the New York Islanders hockey team. But it would be interesting because they're called New York City NYCFC, New York City FC. Well, most of Belmont Park, except for part of it, is located not in New York City but in Nassau County in Elmont on Long Island. So I want to bring up the point, how can you call yourself NYCFC and not play in the city? It's one thing to call yourself New York, and you could, you know, use that as an excuse. Yes, I know the Red Bulls are called the New York Red Bulls, and they play in New Jersey, and that doesn't make sense as well, too. But we'll see what happens. They're just embarking on such an endeavor. They haven't filed anything. They have until 2 p.m. on Thursday to put in their bid. My gut feeling is that the Islanders would get preferential treatment just because they would, because they're the Islanders, they've been around longer, even though they've become nomads themselves. They want to get out of Brooklyn as soon as possible. NYCFC is desperate for really trying to get a stadium anywhere. We all thought they had one near Yankee Stadium where they play right now, but unfortunately, people didn't want it in their backyard, which is too bad because it would be still the same amount of soccer games whether or not they play at Yankee Stadium or at their new park. But that's the way things are these days.
Absolutely. How was the match in Hartford? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, they announced a crowd of 10,000. It looked a lot less than that. I took some pictures from the press box on the opposite end of the stadium 6 minutes into the match and then late in the first half, because obviously sometimes there is late arriving crowd. I looked at the two pictures quickly and compared them, and they didn't look that much different. Actually, let's face it, it's 118 miles from New York City. You're asking a lot of the fans who take public transportation to the game or maybe a short car ride to Yankee Stadium to take this two-and-a-half-hour trip up to Connecticut, especially when they could watch it on TV. I'm a little crazy. I have to go out and see the game live because, first of all, as a reporter, I think that's what we all should do, experience it so we could ask questions and have a better perspective. But it was a disappointing turnout in terms of media. Actually, only maybe six or seven media people showed up, and like I said, an announced crowd of 10,000, very disappointing.
We appreciate you being on the show. We look forward to seeing you next weekend at the reunion and next week on the show.
Hey, well, great being on again. Looking forward to it. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Mike. Good night.
Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. I want to thank Carlos Medidieri for being on the show, Bob Lilly, Blaze Bourgeois, and Rhinos for being with the show. Rhinos home Saturday against Louisville. 444 RhinoSoccer.com. Lancers reunion next Saturday, October 7th. Facebook.com/Lancers50 is the website. You can get tickets to Top Notch Monogramming or five different Salvatore's locations. You can also call Joe Sirianni 414-5122 or myself at 451-6701. We encourage everyone to come out to this big event at the Italian American Sport Club. 6 o'clock it starts. This has been Andy Battisti, Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WISL. Be with us next month for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One another.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.